For more than 50 years, Gruber has been telling it straight. That won't change. Here's Gruber.
All right, we'll get back to the conversation about the president's Oval Office address, the Democratic response, and the American Gothic look of Chuck and Nancy. Don't worry, we'll talk more about that. But first, we're going to shift gears and speak about what the Democrats want to do to your paycheck. Or is it their paycheck and you're just holding on to it? Because I've often wondered how much of my paycheck do they think that they are entitled to? Well, apparently more than they're currently getting. Grover Norquist with us, the president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
The Democrats, some of the first orders of business after overtaking the House in the midterm elections and getting sworn in here a few days ago, to change the House rules to make tax hikes easier. And after the economy takes off and does so well by lowering the corporate tax rates to 21%, they think that they should return them to 33%. It's mind-numbing that they would think that a good idea would be return America to a place where we'd be non-competitive. Help me out here, sir.
Well, what's interesting, of course, is because the liberals don't look to American history for guidance. They look to other countries. They say, what's Denmark doing? What's France doing? Which is a step up from what they used to do. What's Cuba doing? But you know, so they look to other countries for guidance. But not now. Lady Congresswoman Cortez from New York.
Yes.
She has suggested that we go back to the days of a top rate of 70%. What she missed is that we had a 70% rate. Reagan took it down to 25 top rate. All rates came down. The top rate came to 28. All the others came down. Some went to zero. And the economy boomed. And the rest of the world watched that. Britain had a top rate of 95%. You may remember the Beatles song, Taxman.
That's right.
19 for the government, one for you, right?
Correct.
95%. And Britain and Sweden, if you can play tennis, you leave the country as soon as you make any money because they had very high tax rates. They all said, you know, the Americans did a very smart thing, took their rates down. They all took them down. The former communist countries, China, Europe, everyone. There is no country in the world today with a 70% top rate. None. There isn't one. We're in, you know, about 40 or so, which is too much. But to suggest that anybody, not everybody, but anybody get hit by 70% would make us the highest, have the highest marginal tax rate in the world. So all these people say, let's look at Sweden. Sweden is nowhere near
70%. Well, you look at Cortez, who you mentioned there.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a woman who's proven time and again that she is economically illiterate. I mean, there's no question about it, because she also cites places like Sweden and Denmark and says, look at these countries. Well, these countries that she's citing are coming far back from the left and coming to a market-driven economy again. They're becoming far more conservative and becoming far more capitalist than they have been for many years, because they found that going too far to the left was dangerous and damaging to their economies and to their countries.
Yeah, I would take some of the things in Sweden. How about no stupid tort law, no stupid trial lawyers being crazy?
That's true of all Europe.
How about school choice for everybody?
The loser pay system is what you're referring to. The loser pay system would be a great idea. We are the only Western government of any significance that I'm aware of that doesn't have the loser pay system, which simply means, for those listening, that if you bring a lawsuit against somebody and you lose, you pay everybody's costs. So you better make sure that your ducks are lined up good and tight before you bring a lawsuit. That's the point, which when you don't have all these frivolous nonsense lawsuits, business can thrive. People can spend more money on employees and expanding their operations as opposed to paying lawyers on tort suits, right?
Yeah. So now the challenge with the European model, and this is something that we've all got to learn because we haven't focused on it, but the difference in Europe, their top rate is not higher than ours. What's higher than ours is how they tax the middle class. The income tax for middle-income people in Europe is much higher than for middle-income people in the United States. If you make $60,000 a year, if let's put you roughly right in the middle, if you were in the middle of France's income or Denmark's or Sweden's, you'd be paying a much higher rate over there. What social democracy means is the middle class pays through the nose. Now, upper-income people pay even more than that, but there's no money to be made to do that. The tax increase that Cortez wants would reduce the deficit by one-tenth.
And yeah, I want to focus on that for a moment here. Because yeah. Grover Norquist here, Americans for Tax Reform, it's interesting to note that Democrats say, well, you know, she's new. We don't agree with that. But they're all sitting there watching her to see how that test balloon flies. They're letting her run out there and say 70% taxes and this and that, which would mean, what, 86.5% for people in New York City and so forth. But they're letting her float that test balloon because they support the idea, but they're letting her be the sacrificial lamb if it doesn't work out. That's my belief.
Well, yes, although some of them are, like Elizabeth Warren's jumped in, 70% struck her as reasonable. Americans for Tax Reform is sending a letter to every Democrat in Congress just saying, checking in, did you endorse the idea of a 70% tax bracket, which would be the highest in the world? Is that something you support as well? And we'll give a chance to every Democrat to distance themselves from that or to say, oh, I have no objection to that. And basically, if you're a Democrat and you don't stand up and call BS on that and say, this is crazy,
right,
then you are part, then we know when the vote comes up how you vote.
Meanwhile, let me ask you this, because as you look at the corporate tax rate, it was a big challenge. The president wanted to bring it to 15%. They settled at 21%. It was a back and forth, got it done. And the Democrats now discussing 33%. What would that do to the economy that has just taken off so well with, you know, unemployment so low, investment so high, and so many good things going on? What would a return to 33% corporate tax rates do to what's happening in America?
Well, we've already seen some of it. Why is the stock market start to falter as soon as it became clear the Democrats could take the House? As soon as it became clear the Democrats were likely to take the House earlier in the year, before November, people know this, you know, we knew that before November, that that was a big likelihood. You saw the stock market going, what will the world look like with Nancy Pelosi running the House, and how much damage could they do to the progress of the Republican tax cut? And whenever it looks as though Trump is faltering or the Democrats are getting their act together to do damage, you see the stock market go down again. I think if the president were to say, we are never, never, never moving away up from 21, that would be extremely helpful to the stock market. They know they had at least...
Well, the Democrats don't have the votes to get there. I mean, it's pretty obvious, but the stock market is still a bit leery, obviously.
Well, no, but here's what they could do. Remember, we got the entire 85% of the Bush tax cuts made permanent, although Obama didn't want to do that, because we only had the House. We only had the House. And when the president needs to increase the debt ceiling or pass a continuing resolution, one House has a lot of power. The Democrats can do a lot of damage with just the House.
Well, no, on that point, I've only got a minute left here, but you've raised one more important point, Grover Norquist, and that is, didn't I see the Democrats say they wanted to eliminate that debt ceiling discussion so it would just raise automatically? Wouldn't that take power away from them?
It would. That's never happening. They're not going to do that. If they get the House, Senate, and President, they do that in a heartbeat, not now.
All right, fair enough. Grover Norquist, great conversation, president of Americans for Tax Reform. So much to talk about, so little time, but I look forward to seeing you soon, probably at CPAC, my friend.
That would be fun.
There you go. No, Grover Norquist, a great contributor here to the program. Straight ahead on the program, Congressman Bill Heisinger from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District will weigh in on the president's discussion last night. By the way, if you have any jams with your taxes, you need to get a hold of Chris McClatcher. It's coming up on tax day, and if you didn't pay last year or the year before, you've got money piled up or letters from the IRS, go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start Tax Solution banner right now. Anywhere, statewide in Michigan, Chris McClatcher can help you. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the U.S. and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the U.S. Open Championship twice?
One in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? One in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.